The American dream has become a nightmare. Signs of the time are on cardboard, on corners in town. Like a cancer that's silently spreading, there's an unspoken fear. We're on our way down. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long. We need leaders who lead us, not stick us and bleed us, then ransom our future and our children's, that's wrong. We must take America back as liberty weeps, our forefathers spin in their graves. Pray God will bless some way out of this mess. We must take America back. Lord knows they'll try to silence our voices. They'll pretend to be patriots fighting for fairness for all. But they're not even fit to hold office. What they believe doesn't fit with freedom at all. We must take America back. Main Street to Wall Street, cities and states, Washington, D.C. Before it's too late, there's not long.
We yes. need We must take America back. Welcome to the National Intel Report. I am Patrick Slattery, filling in for John Stadtmiller. And we must take America back. This is the National Intel Report on the Republic Broadcasting Network. And I'm not sure if our donation drive is expired or not, but I'm going to keep it going anyway because free speech is that important. So you can donate via PayPal, even if you don't have a PayPal account. So go to republicbroadcasting.org, and you click on the donate button. You can use PayPal, even if you don't have a PayPal account. You can make a credit card donation. You can call 1-800-724-2719, extension 3. I'll say that again in a minute. So get your paper out if you don't have it already. Or you can send a check or money order or perhaps well-concealed cash, I think that's okay, to 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664. So again, to call in a donation, 1-800-724-2719, extension 3, to mail it in, 2251 Double Creek Drive, number 302, Round Rock, Texas, 78664, because free speech is that important. And so this is a call-in show, but before we go to callers, we have Don Advo, attorney Don Advo, from behind enemy lines in Mexican-occupied California, joining us. Don, welcome to the show.
Patrick Slattery, thank you for having me on. It's a great pleasure to be here.
Well, it's a pleasure to have you on. You know, almost 4 years ago, in early 2016, when I was filling in for Farron on his, what at the time was, I believe, Saturday night show, you joined me a number of times on that show while we were filling in, and it always went pretty well. Now, today I thought we would start off talking about what I think is a big development, and that is this Reverend Rick Wiles, is that his name? Rick Wiles, and he has been describing what he calls a Jew coup. I've called it a Jew d'etat for a while, but you know, either way, it makes sense. This impeachment, and we had the whole, what was it, 6 weeks in the Senate Intelligence Committee, first behind closed doors, and then, you know, Chairman Adam Schiff bringing in a bunch of people, and the highest profile people he brought in, Ambassador Marie Jovanovic, he brought in Lieutenant Colonel, what was the guy's name? I want to say Wildman, Vindman. He brought in Ambassador to the EU, Sondland. He brought in, the highest profile people he brought in for the most part were Jews. Now, there was one woman born in England with an English accent. What was her name? It escapes me.
Fiona something.
Yeah, Fiona, whatever. She wasn't Jewish, but she was a protege of Professor Richard Pipes, who was a very, very, very Zionist Jew, Russia specialist. And so when you say Russia specialist in this context, in the context of the current year, it means anti-Russian specialist. But what we saw this week, I guess day before yesterday, in the House Judiciary Committee where the circus has moved to, I mean, you didn't even have the pretense of Fiona Hill, that was her name, of the good goys coming in. They brought in four professors, but one wasn't speaking against Trump. One was saying that the whole thing was a farce, the guy from George Washington University. But the three speaking in favor of impeachment were all, you know, Jews. I mean, the woman was a self-described snarky bisexual Jew. And the guy from University of North Carolina, he described himself as a Jew in a C-SPAN talk that I saw. And then, of course, from Harvard, you had Noah Feldman, who is one of these, the 15, 16, 17 Jews that Elena Kagan brought in when she was head of the Harvard Law School. Out of, you know, 30 people, about 16, 17 were Jews. So it's how, and of course, who was bringing them in? It was the chairman, Gerald Nadler. At what point do they think that people aren't going to say the emperor's naked? And so Reverend Wiles is saying that the emperor is naked. To shift to another metaphor, is the has the Dutch boy finally taken his thumb out of the dike? What's going on here?
What's going on here? Well, I think there is a greater awakening of the exercise of Jewish power over so many of the major institutions of this country, not the least of which is the Congress of the United States, much of the so-called deep state, and last but not least, the mainstream media is embodied in the traditional networks and some of the newer cable TV networks, and of course much of the internet is controlled by the Jews. And I think the two broadcasts by Reverend Rick Wiles on his network is called True News, and I checked him on Wikipedia. He's a very articulate and impressive man, very much an emphatic Christian. He has a long history in broadcasting. He's worked for a number of cable TV companies and for the networks. And you can tell he's a very, very confident and a very strong, powerful speaker, very powerful man. Well, he has taken off the gloves, and in his original broadcast, which was November 22nd of this year, interestingly enough, the same day, the anniversary of the assassination of John F. Kennedy in 1963, November 22nd, 1963. He mentioned that on his show. He said they did not intend it that way. It just worked out that way. And perhaps there's some kind of, who knows? He, you know, divine intervention or fortunes or whatever, but he very, very openly talked about the Jewish fingerprints, the Jewish hand, the Jewish mailed fist. That is this impeachment proceeding in the House of Representatives. Virtually all of the major players in it are Jews. All of the witnesses are Jews. All of the experts, except one, Jonathan Turley, the law professor, who is a Democrat and a Catholic, are Jewish. So this, he calls it a Jewish coup.
Jonathan Turley wasn't speaking in favor of impeachment. He was much more reasonable.
Right. He said that it had not risen to the level of an impeachable offense, and that the Constitution, by its plain language and its reference to high crimes and misdemeanor, means a crime, something with an accepted legal definition in the statutes and in the case law, so that people know exactly what the conduct is, not just some made-up thing. I mean, one of the grounds for impeachment is the fact that Trump took an issue of executive privilege, filed a lawsuit with the federal court, and sought to have that issue litigated as to whether or not he had to produce documents or testify before Congress or whatever. I don't know the exact issue, but they said this is impeding Congress and obstructing justice and a grounds for impeachment. Well, of course, it's nonsense. He has a constitutional right to submit a controversy to the courts to decide that controversy. That's what the courts are there for. And the fact that they have to reach that far and defy common sense and common norms of established jurisprudence and constitutional law, and the recognition of the separation of powers shows how really desperate they are and how unprincipled they are. This is not a principled defense of the Constitution, not a principled defense of the responsible and lawful exercise of executive power. It is an attempted coup d'etat of a president whose rhetoric and some of whose actions have sought to pull away the curtain and reveal the Jewish hand in operation here and sought to challenge Jewish power. That's what this really boils down to. And people now are coming out and saying bluntly and openly, this is a Jewish coup of our government. And it's interesting that the people who running this, namely, American Jews, and of course some foreign Jews as well. You have that that lieutenant colonel, a Jewish purported refugee from the Ukraine, and these people are heavily involved in the countries from which they came, but also in another country, another sovereign independent country called the Jewish State of Israel, and a state that exists, that owes its very existence to billions and billions of taxpayer American dollars that have flooded into that country, most of which came from the pocketbooks and the bank accounts and the hands of American taxpayers who are not Jewish. So there was a huge appearance of impropriety here. You know, Jews always attack the idea of divided loyalty as a canard. And I think they may be right. I think the accusation that they have divided loyalty is kind of a canard. I don't think their loyalty is divided at all. I think their loyalty is purely and unreservedly in favor of the Jewish State of Israel and international Jewry. I don't think they have any loyalty to this country at all, except to the extent that a farmer has loyalty to a head of livestock just before he shears it and slaughters it and consumes it. And that's our role in the Jewish scheme of things, to be sheared and slaughtered and consumed.
Indeed, they have loyalty to the United States to the extent that the United States is useful, is good for the Jews. I mean, it's not as if every Jew wakes up every day thinking what's good for the Jews, but I would say it's very much the case that Jews are much more likely than basically any other group that you can think of to wake up and think what's good for the Jews. They're more likely to, and therefore they behave as a group much more than other groups do, much more. And of course, whites are really not allowed to behave as a group. Now, just, mentioning Jonathan Turley, Professor Jonathan Turley, he's from George Washington University. And you know, this is just one of these, it's one of these elite schools that's been captured by Jews. And last time I checked, according to the Hillel Association, the Jewish Student Association, it was about 35% Jewish, which is more than Harvard. I mean, it's more than an Ivy League school. So it's one of the most Jewish schools in America. And just now looking at their website, it seems that they're only 50% white. You know, they've a lot of 50% American white. They've got a lot of foreign students, but they've got, you know, a lot of diversity students. Well, if you've got 50% white and 35% Jews, it doesn't leave much room left over. And this is what you're seeing over and over at these schools. And, you know, the schools are, they're kind of a canary in the coal mine, because, of course, it's, you know, by going through elite schools, you get into prominent positions. You get into prominent positions in the government. So George Washington University, it produced, and just quick look at their website, Harry Reid and Colin Powell and J. Edgar Hoover. This is how you get into the elite. And so, you know, they've got academia, which is it's your avenue to the elites. They've got the media, and, you know, they've got control of these choke points, these commanding heights of society. And we see what they're doing with it. We see what they're doing in terms of immigration. We see what they're doing, you know, in terms of like promoting gayness and poor health, you know, obesity. They're promoting just the worst things. And now, of course, you've got a president who's not to their liking, even though he's been completely ineffective in terms of implementing any of the policies that he had campaigned on. But that's not good enough. That's not good enough. He's in a lot of ways, he's conceded. In a lot of ways, he's you know, conceded defeat on issue after issue. But that's not enough. Are they just like trying to flex? Are they trying to show off and say, you know, it's not enough that he capitulates? We've got to destroy him. Is this a demonstration? Because it's just gotten so obvious. You got these, you know, at some point, I mean, it's just obvious that these are Jews. And Donald Trump, because he made a phone call to a foreigner and said, you know, suggested an investigation or delayed foreign aid that he had campaigned for better relations with Russia. And this is military aid specifically to be used to kill Russian soldiers. So it's just so over the top. I don't know. Is this the beginning of the end? Are things really reaching a head here, or can things just continue like this? I don't know. I'm asking you.
Good question. Good question. I wish I knew the answer. What I do see rising is increasing awareness of Jewish power. You have always said that the first goal of Jewish power is to prevent any open acknowledgement of it or discussion of it.
Mm-hmm.
And I think that's a very insightful, highly intelligent observation. And what we're
and
seeing
I'm not the
today,
first who made it, but it's not original to me.
Well, regardless of who made it, I mean, there's certain timeless things that are, you know, repeated and rediscovered by successive generations. Whoever said it, boy, you can sure see it play out here. You've got the deplatformings, the cancellation of Twitter accounts and YouTube channels. The vicious shutting off of every possible avenue of free speech and public discourse. So they are terrified by the open discussion of Jewish power. And wasn't it interesting?
Okay, it seems like we're going off to the break. We'll be right back.
When I get there, I'm learning to fly. Around the clouds, what goes up must come down.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org, and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now, but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
That is the Animals, House, the Rising Sun. Okay, you remember that song, don't you, Don?
Yes, I do.
Okay, we have a caller. We have Dave from Michigan. Dave, welcome to the show.
Hey, Patrick, thank you. How you doing?
I'm doing all right. And yourself?
I'm doing well, thanks. So I came up with a little ditty that I think sums it all up. I tell people, ask your favorite relatives, Uncle Sam, an anti-Semite, Uncle Ben, an anti-Fa. They'll tell you, it's not real, it is real, and it's all by design.
Do you have a tune to go along with that?
You know, what? Sometimes I do, but I don't right now.
Okay, That's pretty catchy. That's pretty catchy. What do you think of that, Don?
Yeah, very, very creative. Very, very well done. Great use of the language there.
Thank you. Yeah. I appreciate that. No, I try to share that. I've shared that with lots of radio hosts, and some want to make T-shirts out of it.
Well, I wonder if anybody would like to record it. I know some people who do parody songs, and we've talked about that before, haven't we, Don? You've got some ideas.
Yes, I do. We're working on them.
Yeah, we're,
working on them. Well, no, those can be very effective. Anything else on your mind?
No, that's all I got. I just wanted to share that with you. I tune into your archives during the day. RBN replays. I listen by phone. I'm legally blind, so I don't get to surf the net and all that. So I listen to lots of radio shows, that internet radio shows that have call and listen lines, and then the hosts open up the lines and I get to call in and share little thoughts that I have. But I've heard your show, and I like what you talk about. I think you got a pretty good take on things, and I'll just keep listening. So thanks for filling in for John, and you guys enjoy the rest of your weekend.
Thank you very much, Dave.
You're welcome. See ya.
Okay. All right. I think parodies can be very effective. Rhymes, poetry. I mean, that's what that before we had writing, that was how we passed knowledge on from generation to generation, was through poems and songs. And I think we've evolved to appreciate that. So that's very interesting. So just before the break, we're talking about just how blatant and in our face this all is. And I've often said that, around 2015 or so, maybe about the time that they had the Supreme Court decision for gay marriage, and then they lit up the White House in rainbow colors, and then immediately went for trannyism, right? Immediately they started pushing the tranny bathroom issue. It was as if they were running a victory lap, and heading into the 2016 election, it looked like it was going to be between the Clintons and the Bushes again. But it all got disrupted. It was as if they maybe ran a victory lap too soon. And then yesterday, I think it was yesterday, I was talking to Jeremy from Kentucky, who calls into Stormfront Radio, where we're both co-hosts. And, Jeremy, he was saying that, on the one hand, the election of Donald Trump was a giant setback for them. But on the other hand, because they've been able to get their way regardless, and now they've got the impeachment stuff going on, and even with him as president, they're still able to flood the country with people from south of the border and all over the world. They're still able to pursue a neocon foreign policy. They're getting what they want anyway. That some who might have been a little bit more reserved at first, some who might have been some of the the Jews who might have said, "Hey, don't shake the boat. Things are going well." Maybe some of them are saying, "Well, hey, we can get our way regardless." I don't know. Is that the right way to look at it?
It's hard to say. It's they're really relenting when they have an enemy. Look at Richard Nixon. Richard Nixon grumbled behind the scenes, but he in reality was Philo-Semite. Jews always talk about how Richard Nixon delivered weapons and arms to the Jewish state of Israel at a crucial point in its history.
At a crucial point, which could have provoked the World War III.
Yeah. So, even when you... They're a string. It's like a rattlesnake. They don't care that you may even have good intentions. When you see it in the garden, they're going to lash out and strike you if you get within striking distance. And that's I don't know what else to say. There's almost an irrational kind of rabid mad dog kind of sense about these people.
All right. Okay, we're going to break. We'll be right back, and we've got a couple callers that we'll go to.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed a newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, the majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper doesn't give out the important attention of what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Hey, this check is wrong. I worked a holiday and 7 hours of overtime. Not getting paid correctly is a real pain. It could also hurt our boss if our company provides out-of-compliance checks. That's right. Construction companies doing business with the government can get fined, or officials of the companies can go to jail if the checks aren't right. It's a law. The Davis-Bacon Act has 30 compliance issues for every check, but there is an easy way for construction companies to be in compliance. EMARS offers Compliant Client, a web-based system that finds and corrects all 30 of the possible out-of-compliance check issues. Users of Compliant Client report an 80% savings in time and money. Running a weekly payroll usually takes about 5 minutes. All 15,000 plus clients of EMARS have never had a legal compliance issue. Plus, they sleep better on check day. Contact EMARS at emarsinc.com or call 480-595-0466.
The reviews for Extendivite are amazing. Here are some from Amazon. September 2018. Extendivite works in keeping my blood pressure in the normal range. I've been using Extendivite for many years now. May 2018. Great product. I use regularly and I rarely get sick. March 2018. This product has relieved what appeared to be angina pain in my chest and shortness of breath after climbing stairs. I'm quite happy about it. February 2018. My husband, son, and I have been using this product for a few months now, and we have noticed an improvement in our joints and blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. To order, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822. Or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Wow. We are back. We are back. John has much more modern music than I've got on my show. I noticed that. All right. We have a couple more callers. We've got Tom from Florida. Tom, welcome to the show.
Yes, sir. Good day to you, gentlemen. The last caller was a trip. Can you hear me?
Yes.
Yeah, first off, I'd like to say this to you. It takes a schmuck to make a buck, okay? And that's what their modus operandi is. So they always say this. There's two kinds of people in this world. There's horses and there's drivers. And the schmuck will tell you, giddy up. Now, that's the one. I had this guy Putz. He told me, you listen to kosher media, you'll go nuts. Okay? Because they control their media, basically. And getting back now to some seriousness about this. I went to a Trump rally a couple weeks back, not even a couple weeks ago, and Debbie Blabbermouth Schultz was there, and all these young white-skinned Jewish girls were walking around with F-U-C-K signs of President Trump. And I'm freaking out on this. The reason I say that, because they're belligerents. And before I go any further, I'm going to ask you to read in the Bible, the New Testament, Romans chapter 11, 7, 8, 9, and 10. And when I went to Don to read that, maybe over to Eric, or next time he talks about this issue. But I want to ask you this, gentlemen. You got this guy, Richard Dick Blumenthal, who's a senator in, I believe, what is it, Connecticut?
Connecticut.
From?
Connecticut.
You got Lieberman. You got Bernie Sanders. All these Zionists, how are they, and these states are supposedly 98% white. So are all these whites dummied down to the fact that they're
Hawaii? Jewish?
I mean, Hawaii is you know, 0-point-something percent Jewish, and they've got a Jewish senator.
Right. Okay, so we got all these Jews, but we're supposedly these states are supposedly majority Christian, correct? They're majority Christian states, and they can't find a candidate that's a white Christian male or female, but they elected Jew. You got how many? I'd like to ask Don, how many Supreme Court justices on the Supreme Court right now are Jewish?
And I think four.
Leftist liberal. What's that?
I think four.
Yeah, three or four. It depends on whether Sotomayor is Jewish or not.
Well, I'm pretty sure she is, but I won't go there. So we'll say three, maybe four. Okay. Mm-hmm. Now they're only 2% of the population, yet they have all this vast wealth and power in this country. How did this happen? Are the white Christians that stupid or dumb? They have no intellectual capacity to be as smart as a Jew? Because when I'm looking at the New Testament, and I looked at Romans 11, chapter 11, and I'm reading about this, I'm like, wait a minute, what's going on here? But I want to ask Don, and also you, Patrick, what is the Kabbalah? What is the Kabbalah as far as Judaism? What is that part of the Judaism aspect of this?
I don't really know that much about it. I think the Kabbalah is a sect of Judaism, something like that.
It's kind of some sort of mysticism with magic.
Okay, I'm going to ask you this. Have you ever heard of an actor, Corey Feldman?
Yeah, he was a child actor, right?
Yeah.
Yes, he was a childhood actor. They had an article on a scandal sheet. I think it was in Inquirer. I can't remember exactly. I'm not going to. So I was one of those scandal sheets they sell at this grocery store. And I happened to be standing in line. I was behind these two ladies, had about $700 in food stamp groceries. So I'm sitting there reading this. So I only had like a few items. And I'm like, you know, and well, that's another thing with the food stamps. But and Ocasio Cortez talking about food stamps, how we're family. You know, she don't like this country. Why don't you take the food stamps that Trump's doing? Why don't you go back to Puerto Rico or something? You know what I mean? This is nonsense, all this immigration and all this, which is perpetrated like in Sweden and all these by Zionists. But I'm not going to go there with Soros. Listen, Corey Feldman said that Hollywood, the deep state of Hollywood, is controlled by them. They promote all kinds of decadence and decay. Okay, they're called the Dark Angels of Hollywood. Now, what does Hillary Clinton have in common with three men in her life? Bill Clinton, Jeffrey Epstein, and Harvey Weinstein. What do they all have in common?
Yeah, they're all notorious sex criminals.
Thank you. And Hillary is walking around like she's got white gloves on, like she's an angel. And they're going after the president of the United States, a duly elected president. What they're doing with this Kabbalah sham with Schiff. You know, Schiff's been to the mansion with this guy, Ed Buck, who was having sex with black males. He's been to that mansion 16 times. And only
these young black males that he hires and brings into his home, haven't three of them died? Haven't three of them come out on stretchers?
Yeah. Two of them.
What about the third? What happened? Wasn't there an incident with a third recently?
Yes, sir. There was, but he didn't die. Two of them died.
Okay.
Now I want to go back to asking Don. Don, if these states in the New England states, okay, and I want to have your opinion, Don. If these states are electing Jews because they're only maybe 1% of their states that they're representing, and there's all these Christians in these states, and in the meantime, let's look at immigration. I'll tell you why they're going after Donald Trump, Don, and Patrick. They're going after Donald Trump because the main reason is immigration. Because Trump is trying to say, hey, enough of this Kabbalah, that you're trying to flood this country with all these Hispanics into this Texas. And like I tell Michael's show, they want to take Texas, they took Arizona, and they're trying to get Florida and Louisiana, okay? And California's gone. They call it Mexifornia. Mm-hmm. Here's why they're going after Trump like this. Okay, you guys got to understand it. They're going after Trump because of immigration.
Yeah,
I saw it at the rally.
Tom, I absolutely agree with you. I think this Trump is a test, like he's proof that of the Jewish concern's not the right word, obsession with mass immigration, because Trump has been pretty pro-Israel, right? I mean, he hasn't bombed Iran, but he's done some things.
He moved the capital to Jerusalem. Is that what they're mad about? Because
he recognized Jerusalem as the capital. He's declared the settlements in the West Bank legal. He's recognized Israeli sovereignty over the Golan. So he's been pretty daggone pro-Israel. And yet you've got a Jew d'etat against him, and yet you've got the Jewish media and the Jewish power structure all against him.
why? It's obviously not over Israel. Now there's a well-known Jewish writer. He used to write for The Nation. Now I think he writes for Mother Jones. His name is he writes for The Forward, the Jewish Daily Forward now. His name is Peter Baynard. And he wrote an article several years ago called "The Dirty Little Secret is that Jews don't vote based on Israel." Well, guess what? That's right. But now he wasn't really very forthcoming about it. The fact is, they've got Israel in the bag. No matter who's president, no matter who's in Congress, they've got Israel in the bag, so they don't need to vote based on Israel. And what's their number one priority? Because Israel's in the bag, the number one priority is flooding the country with immigrants in order to prevent any kind of ethnic solidarity, a nationalist movement that would challenge the current Jewish power. Do you agree with that?
Yeah, Patrick, 100% I agree with you on that, 100%. But I'll tell you this, Patrick, I know a lot of Jews, okay? And they don't call that – I know Jews right now what's going on with Netanyahu and all that because they try to get rid of him. They call that – about five Jews I know right now, they don't call that the state of Israel. They call it the state of Misrael. They call it a miserable because they've been there and they told me the nonsense that goes on over there, okay? And I don't want to even go in that aspect because I know Jews that tell me stuff about – what the cabal, the disgrace of what's going on with these people. Like, you got this guy, Richard Dick Blumenthal, who said he was in Vietnam, and the people still vote for this guy to be a senator of that state of Connecticut. Here's a guy, liar, never been to Vietnam, but the media covered it all up. If it would have been a Christian male that did that, they would crush him like a grape. The Jews.
Yeah, it seems to me, not Peter Jennings, Brian Williams, because he said he was flying in a helicopter and it was being shot at and wasn't being shot at, and so he lost his job. But Richard Blumenthal can say he was in Vietnam and he wasn't in Vietnam and nobody cares. Well, I shouldn't say nobody cares, but they don't make a big deal out of it.
You got Anderson Cooper. You got all these people in the media that are kosher crats. I mean, look, Patrick, the deal is this. They're being exposed. I want this to go forward in the Senate because I want these white Christians, male, like the Jew coup is going to be exposed now if they go forward with this. I'm telling you, the Jew coup is going to be exposed because a lot of people I know, they're realizing the Jews are, they're Kabbalah, man. They're I don't know how the word's demonic. I don't know what.
Hey,
there's a lot of
Jews. I have a question for you.
Are really nuts. Remember, 80% of the Jewish vote Democrat. 80%.
Now, this Reverend Rick Wiles, is he somebody that you were familiar with before a couple of weeks ago?
Are you talking to me, Patrick? I never heard of him.
I'm asking you first, and then Don. But
never heard of him. I never heard of him. Never. Never heard of him.
Okay, he has a pretty big following. I was vaguely – I'd heard of True News before. How about you, Don?
I never heard of him.
Okay. But, you know, on YouTube, which doesn't even seem to be his main platform, I think there's 180,000 subscribers to the channel. I had seen True News before, but I, you know, wasn't that familiar with him. But, you know, he's got a fairly large following. He's got an independent channel so he's not dependent completely on YouTube. But, you know, the fact of the matter is
can I ask you a question?
Yeah.
What will happen if Donald Trump has to elect if Ginsburg steps down or dies in office, I mean, in the next month or two? What would happen right now if Ruth Bader, her name is, by the way, her name is, real name is Diane Ginsburg. That's not her name. Her real name is not Ruth. Did you know that? Jews are famous for not having real names. You know that, like in Hollywood or a lot of these Jews you see all over the United States.
I didn't know she was.
They're not going by their real name. You know that. Yeah. Okay, are you hearing what I'm saying, Patrick? If Ginsburg were to step down or she kicks off and Trump has an opening in the Supreme Court, I want to ask Don this. What's going to happen with the impeachment?
If he steps down, what's going to happen?
Ruth Bader Ginsburg.
She's almost 90 years old, Ginsburg.
If Ginsburg steps down, then whoever the president happens to be will appoint a replacement, a nominee.
Do you think they'll have to put a Jew in there?
Don't have to.
I
don't know. I don't know who he's got lined up for his next nominee.
Yeah,
He's got a white woman. Her name is Amy something. I can't, Bartlett or something. Yeah, he already got pretty much who he's going to put in there. I'm asking this: the Jews are 2% of the population that they control the power structure of the media, the banking. Why? Why? Who's allowed this? The Christians? Are they got blinders on? What's going on? Like I said, Vermont, Connecticut. Let's take all these illegals out of Texas and California, Patrick, and let's stick them to those states where all these dudes are getting elected senators. Where Bernie's at. Let's take them right into Bernie's Vermont. Let's take 5 million illegals and stick them in Vermont right now and see if Bernie will be elected in the Senate.
Well, I mean, it would be what would we be doing? We'd be cutting off the goys of the goyish nose of Vermont in order to spite the Jewish face of Bernie. Okay, well, listen, Dom, I've got other callers to get to, but I appreciate your call.
Yeah, Patrick, one more thing. Can I say one more thing? I know people are getting on here, but listen, I want to get on this. I want you to do this for me. I want you to tell me who Adolf Hitler's father really was, the father of him. Can you please talk about that?
I can't talk about that. I wasn't there.
You can't. Why?
I wasn't there. I know that people say it's this or that, Rothschild
Patrick,
or something,
but I wasn't there. Patrick, you can go on the History Channel. They had it on the History Channel, brother. It was on the History Channel. And that's seen by multiple millions of people. It was on the History Channel. With Ava Braun. Check it out.
All right. Thank you for your call. Okay. Let's see. We next have Chance from West Virginia. Chance, welcome to the show.
Yes. Hello, Patrick, and hello, Don. Oh, by the way, Rick Wiles has been around since the mid-90s. Mm-hmm. He had a show on the shortwave radio from the mid-90s through the early 2000s.
Which radio station? Do you remember?
It was WWCR, maybe?
WWCR, maybe. Worldwide Christian Radio, out of South Carolina, I believe.
I used to listen to it. It was either that or one of the others, but I used to listen to them back in the 90s.
I used to listen to that station in the 90s. I don't remember him in particular, but I remember Colonel Bogue Wrights had a...
Oh, yeah. Rick Wiles. Rick Wiles is out of Vero Beach, Florida.
Okay.
He's out of Vero Beach, Florida. Yeah, and that's True News. There's no E after. It's TRU News. Yeah, he's very good. I'm going to touch upon what your previous caller mentioned about Hitler's father. You know, Hitler's grandmother she was a domestic for the Rothschilds. She got pregnant, and they whisked her away, and that's how that story goes with Hitler's birth coming into fruition. All right, now the reason I called, gentlemen, I'd like your opinion on this. I heard you mention, Patrick, about this crazy transgender lesbian bullcrap, and it brings to mind, and this is going to lead into my point, it brings to mind, both you guys are aware of Chick-fil-A situation, correct?
Well, the Christian owners of Chick-fil-A were under attack and wound up because they had been giving money to Christian charitable organizations that didn't support gay marriage.
Exactly.
Make amends, didn't they give a bunch of money to the ADL or something?
Here's the kicker, gentlemen. They stopped donating to the Salvation Army, which is a very worthy cause. It's one of the least corrupt of all charities. They do good work. And they stopped giving money to Fellowship of Christian Athletes. Here is the kicker. Guess who they are donating to now?
What is it, the Southern Poverty Law Center?
There you go. There, an organization, a Jewish organization that should have been disgraced with all those sex scandals and sexual harassment, which I can't understand how they haven't been brought down. Now they're donating to them. And I have to ask you this. Mm-hmm. Isn't it awfully fishy how all of a sudden they're donating to that particular organization? What are both your guys' thoughts on that?
What do you think, Don?
Well, that's Jewish power. That's Jewish power, the power of the purse, the power to intimidate. I don't, it seemed like there was more strength in their brand when they stood up for their own people and stood up for their own values. Now they've switched sides, and I think it's going to hurt them.
Mm-hmm.
They're certainly not getting any more of my business, and I know many other people feel the same way.
Exactly. I wouldn't spend a single solitary penny in their establishment now. And as a matter of fact, when it comes to Salvation Army, along with my regular donation, I will make a point to give them double, triple, or quadruple donation when I give to them. This is a disgrace what's going on. Okay, gentlemen.
Well,
thank you
for
letting
call.
Me speak.
Okay, and we'll be back after the break.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you some from Amazon.com. This product is superb. I have been taking it for about a year now, and I can feel my cardiovascular system run like a Swiss watch. I definitely recommend this product for anyone that has high cholesterol, high blood pressure, and heart palpitations, A+. It's potent, but it works. I have been waking up for the past 3 years with numb hands, and a week into using Extendivite, my numb hand seemed to have cleared up. My circulation was off, and now it's back on track. So I'm happy. I feel so energized, and I have my husband on it now. My mother-in-law has cholesterol problems, so I bought her a bottle as well. Thank you so much. Love the product. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey, honey, I'm home. I grabbed the newspaper on the way home. Look at all the news today.
The newspaper? Don't you know that all you're going to get in the newspaper is propaganda, twisted news, and false information?
Honey, this is a national newspaper. It has to be true.
Ha! Huh. For some reason, a majority of the population believe anything the mainstream media tells them. The newspaper does not give out the important attention on what's happening to this country and news that affects our daily lives. Say, does that newspaper mention anything about the North American Union?
No, not that I can see.
I didn't think so. You need to go to www.newswithviews.com, where truth is more important than political correctness. That's www.newswithviews.com. Hey, don't throw that away. We can use that in the birdcage.
Okay, move over. Let me start reading newswithviews.com.
The truth? Read all about it at newswithviews.com. Newswithviews.com, where reality shatters illusion.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back to the show. I remember that song. I think that's an 80s song. Okay, we have Fred from Iowa. Fred, I remember talking to you last time I was on, subbing on this show. How have you been doing?
Oh, up and down. For the most part, pretty good. Say, we hear about four Jews on the Supreme Court. I want to ask a question. Why don't we hear about the five Baptists on the Supreme Court?
Because there aren't five Baptists on the Supreme Court.
Oh, am I in error? Am I in error? Well, I better correct myself. Oh, what about five Roman Catholics on Supreme Court that we never hear a damn word?
Well, part of it, okay, so you had 3 years ago or 4 years ago, at the time that that Scalia died, before Scalia died, if you counted Sotomayor as a Catholic, because she's supposedly a Catholic, but her mother's maiden name is a name that can be a Sephardic Jewish name, so it's a little up in the air. But if you count her as a Catholic, you had three Jews and six Catholics and not a single Protestant, although both of Trump's appointments are Protestants. Am I mistaken in that, Don?
No, I think you're right.
Yeah, I think he's appointed a couple of Protestants. And by the way, all the seats he's filled in the Federal Reserve, none of them have been Jewish. And that is another institution that's had, just massive overrepresentation, even more than the Supreme Court, massive overrepresentation of Jews. But I think the other reason you don't hear, or the reason you don't hear about Catholics on the Supreme Court is that they're not the troublemakers for the most part. Do you think that's a good assessment, Don? Because, I mean, what do you think?
I just don't think it's something people much care about.
Hey, guys.
Kind of an obscure thing to most people.
Hey, guys.
Yeah?
This Fred in Iowa called in. Could I engage in the conversation?
Sorry, Fred. Please.
Okay. Just said, well, you never hear about them because they don't do nothing. Trump, who did he nominate for the last justice on the Supreme Court? Who was that?
Brett Kavanaugh.
Yeah, a Roman Catholic.
Is he a Catholic?
When this country was founded.
Okay, so then there's only one Protestant, and yeah, okay, I stand corrected.
Maybe Protestant in name. When this country was founded, this was a Protestant nation. Mm-hmm. And the people that came here, by and large, were escaping the persecution of the Roman Catholic Church in Europe.
Mm-hmm.
But you never hear a damn word about that. Jew, 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 Jew. Jew, Jew. Now, I am not saying that all Jews are perfect. But you never hear about the Jesuits, do you? That's a question.
Well, not too much. Well, thank you very much for your call, Fred. And we'll be back at the top of the hour. It's the least we can do for the red, white, and blue. We must take America back. We must take America.
Don't regret growing old. It's a privilege denied to many. Heart disease is taking our youth from us. Young people in their 30s, 40s, 50s, and beyond are dying needlessly. One of the hardest messages I've ever had to deliver is to convince people that something natural like Extendivite should be taken as a preventative measure. I'm sure you heard, an ounce of prevention is worth a pound of cure. Extendivite is that ounce. Take Extendivite for 1 year and see what your doctor has to say and how much better you feel. Herbs take time to address the problem. It took years of life to have a problem. Give Extendivite 1 year to fix the problem. Don't wait until it's too late. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com or visit us on Amazon.
Extend your life with Extendivite. You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.